God restrains evil. The messengers went on their way intent upon taking David's life, but one greater than Saul controlled them. Met by unseen angels, they began to utter prophetic sayings and proclaimed the glory of Jehovah. Thus God manifested his power to restrain evil. Saul was exasperated and sent other messengers. These also were overpowered by the Spirit of God, and united with the first in prophesying. The third embassage was sent by the king, but the divine influence fell upon them also, and they prophesied. Saul then decided that he himself would go. As soon as he should come within reach of David, he intended with his own hand to slay him, whatever the consequences. But an angel of God met him, and the Spirit of God held him in its power. He went forward uttering prayers to God, with predictions and sacred melodies. When he came to the prophet's home in Ramah, he laid aside the outer garments that betokened his rank and lay before Samuel and his pupils under the influence of the divine spirit. The people were drawn together to witness this strange scene, and the experience of the king was reported far and wide. The persecutor assured David that he was at peace with him, but David had little confidence in the king's repentance. He longed to see his friend Jonathan once more. Conscious of his innocence, he sought the king's son and made a touching appeal: "What have I done? What is mine iniquity? And what is my sin before thy father, that he seeketh my life?" Jonathan believed that his father no longer intended to take the life of David. "God forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing either great or small, but that he will show it me, and why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so." After the remarkable exhibition of the power of God, Jonathan could not believe that his father would harm David. This would be rebellion against God.